Vishnuvan Vanamam Zapadiva Jakacharja Astatarajad Shishimad His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tridhani Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON Foundaracharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Patita Bhavana Savior the Fallen Soul Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada flooding the whole universe with a tidal wave of super ecstatic Krishna Prema Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Van Panamaham Zapati Vidrakacharja Astalasadashishimad His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Nama Chandra Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prince Gahoshi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shama Kundara Kundgiri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Jai Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Navadip Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mayi Ki Jai Jamuna Mayi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premananda Hari Bol All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glory to Shishi Guru and Gauranga. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vaishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachadesha Tarine Today we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 15, Text 42. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Aksham Dasham Pranam Adharma Dharmau Chakre Abhimanam Ratinam Cha Jivam Danu Hi Tasya Pranavam Patanti Sharam Tu Jivam Param Eva Laksham Aksham Dasha Pran Aksham dasha pranam madharma dharmao Chakre bhimanam ratinam cha jivam Danur hitasya pranavam patanti Sharam tu jivam prameva laksham Aksham dasha pranama dharma dharmao Chakre vimanam ratinam shajivam Danarhitasya pranavam patanti Sharam sujivam parameva lakshyam Aksham dasha pranama dharma dharmao Sakre vimanam ratinam sujivam Danarhitasya pranavam patanti Sharam sujivam parameva lakshyam Someone else can. Devotees don't chant. Devotees don't chant. Hindi devotees don't chant the mantra. Only English devotees chant the mantra. Well, let's go ahead and speak. Aksham, the spokes on the chariot wheel. Dasha, 10. Pranam, the 10 kinds of air flowing within the body. Adharma, irreligion. Dharma, religion, two sides of the wheel, up and down. Chakra, in the wheel. Abhimanam, false identification. Ratinam, the charioteer, our master of the body. Sha, also Jivam, the living entity. Danu, the bow. He, indeed. Tasya, his. Pranavam, the Vedic mantra Omkara. Padanti, it is said. Sharam, an arrow, to, but, Jivam, the living entity, Param, the Supreme Lord, Eva, indeed, Lakshyam, the target. Translation and purport by the Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. You can do the Hindi.
और परम पुरुष उसके लक्ष्य हैं तात्पर्य भौतिक शरीर के अंदर 10 प्रकार की वायुओं का संचार सदा होता रहता है इनके नाम हैं प्राण अपान समान व्यान उदान नाद पूर्ण कृतम देवगत तथा धनंजय इनकी तुलना यहाँ रथ के पहिए के आवाज से की गई है प्राण वायु जीवों के समस्त क्रियाकलापों की शक्ति है और ये कार्यकलाप कभी धार्मिक होते हैं तो कभी अधार्मिक इस प्रकार धर्म तथा अधर्म रथ के पहियों के ऊपरी तथा निचले भाग कहे जाते हैं। जब जीव भगवदा वापस जाने का निश्चय करता है तो उसके लक्ष्य पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम भगवान श्री विष्णु रहते हैं। जीवन की वृद्धावस्था में मनुष्य यह नहीं समझ पाता कि उसके जीवन लक्ष्य परमेश्वर है, नाते विदु स्वर्ग गति दुराशय या बहिर्भंग माना है। जीव इस भौतिक जगत में सुखी होने का प्रयास करता है किंतु वो अपने जीवन लक्ष्य को नहीं जान पाता। किंतु जब वो शुद्ध हो जाता है तब वो ध्यात्म बुद्धि कर धारणा को त्याग देता है और वह अपने आप को प्रति जाति राष्ट्र समाज परिवार इत्यादि से संबंधित होने की झूठी पहचान को त्याग देता है। सर्व उपाधि विधुम तत्प्रत्यवय, तब वो अपने विमल जीवन का तीर लेकर प्रणाम या हरे कृष्ण मंत्र के जीवन धनुष की सहायता से अपने आप को पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम भगवान की ओर समझता है। श्री कृष्ण जगत ठाकुर ने टीका की है कि चूंकि इस श्लोक में धनुष और बाण शब्द आए हैं तथा ये कोई तर्क कर सकता है कि पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम भगवान तथा जी परस्पर शत्रु हो गए हैं। यद्यपि पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम भगवान भरे जीव के तत्प्रति शत्रु बन जाए किंतु श्री भगवान का वीर रस युक्त विनोद है। उदाहरण, श्री भगवान ने भीष्म जी से युद्ध किया और जब भीष्म देव ने कुरुक्षेत्र की भूमि में श्री भगवान के शरीर को तीनों से फेंक डाला तो ये 12 प्रकार के भावों में से एक प्रकार का भाव जैसा नहीं था। जब बद जीव श्री भगवान पर तीर चलाकर उन तक पहुँचना चाहता है तो श्री भगवान को आनंद मिलता है और जीव को भगवदाम वापस जाने का लाभ मिलता है। इस संबंध में दिया गया अन्य उदाहरण अर्जुन का है जिसने आधार में ही या चक्र के अंदर लगी मछली को बेच कर द्रौपदी की संगति प्राप्त की। इसी प्रकार यदि कोई श्री भगवान के पवित्र नाम में कीर्तन रूप बाण से भगवान श्री विष्णु के चरण कमलों को बेच लेता है तो उसे भक्ति के उस शौर्यपूर्ण कार्य हेतु भगवदाम वापस जाने का लाभ मिलता है।
So, English Bolo, Hindi Bolo Nahi. So I'm using translator. Vaneha. Shri Guru. Shri Jata Pala Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnava Cha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sagana Raghunathanvita Tam Sujiva Sadvaita Saduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvita Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Svaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschadya Deshatarine. So, we have achieved this rare human birth after many, many millions of lifetimes. Therefore, we must take it very carefully. Do not take your human life very cheaply. It is not easily attained. There are millions and millions of life forms. This is very, very, very rare form of life. So, do not spoil your life running after sense gratification. You can have very nice sense gratification in the life of a hog or a dog. But this human life is not meant for sense gratification. What's all that noise? It's a machine. So loud. It's all this noise.
It's raining heavily. It's a heavy rain.
Oh, it's heavy rain. Oh, okay. Here the Srimad Bhagavatam is comparing us to arrows. The Bhagavatam is comparing you to an arrow. And the Hare Krishna mantra is compared to a bow. So we should take this bow, the Hare Krishna mantra, and shoot ourselves to the lotus feet of Krishna. You may think, well, if I'm an arrow and I'm shot at Krishna's lotus feet, won't that hurt Krishna? But just remember when grandfather Bhishma, who's shooting his arrows at Krishna, Krishna relished those arrows. He was thinking these sharp arrows of Bhishma, they are very nice. So don't be afraid if you shoot the arrow of yourself at Krishna, that Krishna will not be very happy. When you chant Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare, to shoot yourself as an arrow at Krishna, Krishna will be very happy when you penetrate his foot. Because Krishna has been watching and waiting for our millions and millions of births. When will this jiva come back to me? Each and every one of us is a very dear child of Krishna. And Krishna is missing us like anything. Just like if a child runs away from home, the parents are in complete anxiety. What has happened to our dear child? Where is he now? What is happening to my dear child? He has run away from home. When will my dear child come back? When will he come back? When will he come back? So in the same way, Krishna is in great anxiety that we have left his transcendental abode to try to enjoy separately from him in this material world. And he is making every arrangement from his side to bring us back. He comes here to this world personally, once in every day of Brahma. Every 8,600,000,000 years, Krishna personally comes. And he was here only recently. Only 5,000 years ago. Considering 8,600,000,000 years, 5,000 years is just like yesterday. So Krishna came here and he spoke Bhagavad Gita to urge us, come back, come back, come back. Sarvadharman Pradijajai Mamekansha Dhanangvaja Ahvantam Sarvapayapibhyo Mokshishami Mahashushaha. Give up all of your nonsense and fully surrender to me. It doesn't matter how sinful you were. I will take away all your karma. So why are we so foolish? We don't take advantage of Krishna's offer. Why do we keep trying to enjoy here in this material world? This means we are Mahamudhas, great idiots. Even though Krishna has given us every opportunity to come back to his abode, we're still trying to enjoy separately here in this material world. So therefore, let us take advantage of the order of Lord Chaitanya, jeev jago, Gaura Chandra Bole. Let me getting the microphone back. No microphone.
There is a power cut, so there will be.
India. Welcome to India. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Just see, we chanted Hare Krishna and the power came back. Just see, that's the magic of Hare Krishna, you see. Not only do you get the electric power back, but we get the bhakti power back. Because actually we have an unlimited storehouse of spiritual energy within our hearts. But we have the power failure within the heart, you see. But when you chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, it turns on the power in the heart also, you see. Krishna is sitting right there on your heart right now.
Krishna,
the whole spiritual world is right there within your heart right now. Jamuna River, Govardhan, everything, it's all there within your heart. All the pastimes of Krishna are sitting there within your heart. Your own Swarupa, your own spiritual identity is sitting right there now within your heart. You are one of Krishna's associates in his divine leela. So what are you doing trying to enjoy here in Delhi? We say, Heli Delhi. There's no reason to try to enjoy here in this material world. This material world is no fit place for a gentleman. This material world is simply a nightmare. So we have to wake up from this nightmare. And how do you wake up from the nightmare? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful. We can actually drive the person, we can put Kali Yuga into remission. Because it's predicted there's a 10,000 year era in which Kali Yuga becomes non-existent. There's a 10,000 year Satya Yuga that happens in the middle of Kali Yuga. It's called the Chaitanya era, the golden era of Lord Chaitanya. That era began 500 years ago when Lord Chaitanya appeared. It has existed in a seed-like form here in India for 450 years. And then our beloved founder Acharya, His Divine Grace Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Puribhajakacharya Astatara Sadashi Srimadesi Bhakti Vedanta Tidani Goswami Maharashtravat spread it all over the world. And people like me who are Americans, we found out about Krishna. I was taught about God as a little boy. As a little boy, my mother taught me about God. But she simply said, God is you, whatever you want, you ask God to give it to you. She taught me to take God as my servant. Not love of God, but love of material things. God, give me this, God, give me that, give me, give me, give me. But that way of approaching God does not satisfy us. In India, they also have that mentality. Give me a Cadillac, a brand new Cadillac, replete with Michelin tires. Give my wife a new silk sari. Give my kids a Harvard education. Give me a house by the sea. Om Jaya Jagadishari. This is a mentality in India also, you see. We're taking God as our servant. But God is not our servant. We are God's servant. Only when we come to that position of serving God will we become happy. So we have to learn how to serve God. We have to learn how to serve Krishna. How to give our love to Krishna. When you actually give your love to Krishna, then you become full of bliss. You become blessed with transcendental knowledge. You actually realize your identity beyond your temporary body. So we should give up this stupid misidentification with matter. This material body is simply a bag of stool and urine and pus.
Would
you like to identify with a bag of stool and urine? But that's what we're doing.
I'm a man.
I'm a woman.
I'm an Indian. I'm an American.
This is Maya. We are not these bodies. We are eternal spiritual beings. We are qualitatively one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada has been sent by Krishna to save us. So we should take Srila Prabhupada's teachings very seriously. We should come out of the illusion of bodily consciousness. Jivera Savrupahai Krishnera Nityadas. The constitutional position of the living entity is he is the eternal servant of Krishna. We oftentimes think I am unhappy due to the external situation I find myself in right now. But I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, your unhappiness is not due to the external situation. If you find yourself to be in a suffering condition, it is not due to the external situation you find yourself in. It is simply due to your lack of Krishna consciousness. If you are Krishna conscious, you will be happy in every situation. It doesn't matter. Even in the moment of death, you'll be happy. Because Krishna is right there. He's right there with us at every minute. He's with me right now as I'm speaking to you. And he's with you right now as you're listening to me. We are packed up tightly with Krishna. But the difficulty is we are closing our eyes to Krishna. I cannot see you, Krishna. Even though he's present before us. Even though he is present before us. We cannot see him because our eyes are blocked by lust, by anger, by greed. In this way, we are closing our eyes to Krishna. So therefore, we have to take the advice of Brahmaji. He is telling us how our eyes become free, we can actually see Krishna. Premam janam charita bhakti valochanenam santam sadaira hidayeshu valokayanti yam shama shunya ramachanya gadasvarupam govindamadi purusham damam bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is Shama Sundar, Krishna himself, with inconceivable, innumerable attributes. From the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts, with the eyes of devotion, tinned with the salve of love. So my point is this. We can actually see Krishna with these very eyes. We simply have to purify our eyes, that's all. So how do you purify them? There's a special kind of eye ointment recommended by Brahmaji. It is called Prem Anjana, the ointment of love of God. Now how do you normally apply eye ointment? I know in America we have an eye ointment called murine. It comes in a little bottle. And then you put your eye, you go like this. You put the murine in your eyes, you see. So this eye ointment, Premanjana, is a mystical eye ointment. You don't put it like this. You put it like this. Can you imagine an eye ointment that goes through the ears? But that's what this Premanjana is. You put it through your ears. By hearing Krishna Katha. When you, just like you're hearing this lecture right now, this is Krishna Katha. This lecture is eye ointment. So you take this lecture through your ears very deeply. You see. You take this lecture. What I'm saying, these words I'm speaking to you, if you'll take them deep, 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 deep into your heart. You know, purify your eyes so you can see Krishna standing in front of you. I received a very nice letter from Srila Prabhupada when I was a young brahmachari. He told me this. He said, now you must qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. So that's what Prabhupada wants us to do? Not just me. He wants all of us to become qualified to see Krishna face to face. That's why we have to keep hearing, 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 hearing about Krishna. We have to keep hearing the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You see? And there's so many nice bhajans also we can hear, the great acharyas. Gai Godama Roshvare, Gai Godama Roshvare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Gai Gaurama Dhushvare, Gai Gaurama Dhushvare. Lord Chaitanya is calling. Lord Chaitanya is inviting us. If we chant these sweet, sweet holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. So the more you chant, the more you hear, the more your mind becomes clear. The more you chant, the more you hear, the more your eyes become clear. If you keep chanting and hearing, chanting and hearing, chanting and hearing, that day will come when you will see Krishna face to face, eye to eye. And you will have a heart completely free from all material desires. Your only desire will be fully absorb yourself in loving service to Krishna. That beloved Lord who is standing right now on the bank of Jamuna at Keshika and calling the gopis to dance with him in the rasa dance. That Krishna is still here. His leela is happening right now. We are sitting here right now in Ramanreti. Krishna's leela is happening right here. Where we are sitting right now, his pastimes are going on right now. We simply have to develop the eyes now to see these pastimes. How we can enter into these pastimes. How we can enter into these pastimes. By giving up all of our stupidity, our laziness, our craziness. So how long does this lecture go for? What time do we end? How many minutes? Huh? 8:40? Oh, we have 10 more minutes. So does anybody have any questions? Now yesterday when I gave the English class, nobody asked questions except for one person. And when the lecture was over, everybody came up and asked me questions personally, but I'm not going to do that today. You have a question, you have to ask it now. Or you could send me an email also. And I can use the Hindi translator to read your email. My email address is sd@worldleader.com. So nobody has any questions? Here's a question. Very good. Very good. I'm glad somebody is not dull-headed here today. That's good. Very nice question. Thank you very much. How to increase our taste for chanting? One of the best things we can do is to rise early in the morning and chant before sunrise. There's different modes of nature. And the sunrise comes, the mode of passion comes in. At sunset, the mode of ignorance comes in. But in the early morning, in the Brahma Muhurta hour, an hour and a half before sunrise, it's a very spiritual time, you see. So don't sleep until the sunrise. You must get up before the sun rises. Take your bath. Take your japa mala. And go deep, deep. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Krishna will bless you. Another trick is this. Ask Krishna to help you. Krishna wants you to be a pure chanter of His holy name. So you say, my dear Krishna, please bless me. I can chant your names with pure love. And Krishna will help you. Krishna wants you. Krishna is missing you for millions of births, wanting you back in his leelas. So if you show the sincere desire to become a pure chanter of his holy name, he'll give you every facility. He'll give you a bona fide spiritual master, he'll give you these wonderful books of Srila Prabhupada, he'll give you everything you need. He'll appear in the form of a deity. He'll manifest the holy Dham. He'll give you all facilities. So to have that desire to be a pure chanter of the holy name, that is the most perfect desire you can have. Now intensify that desire. Intensify, intensify, intensify. I must now become a pure chanter of Krishna's holy name. That's more important than having a career or a job or getting married or anything. I must now be a pure chanter of Krishna's name. So any other questions? Here we go. Question. This is better than the English class. You get more questions today.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj. My question is that you mentioned in your lecture that this is the ninth year we have been here. And we are into the ninth year for so long time. My question is why at the first place we have been put into this ninth year?
He's saying that we are living in a nightmare in this material existence. So why have we put into this nightmare in the first place itself?
Why are we in this nightmare material existence? Because we wanted it. You see, we're actually Krishna's eternal servants. We have identities in his pastimes. But love cannot be forced, you see. If I put a gun in your head and say, love me or I'll shoot. You can't force somebody to love you, you see. So love has to be voluntary. Involuntary means there's a chance that you can misuse your free will. You see? So what would be the odds of somebody misusing their free will? It would have to be the smallest possible number, right? How could somebody in Krishna's pastimes in the spiritual world misuse their free will and leave Krishna Loka? So it'd be the smallest number, which is 1 divided by infinity. Are you familiar with mathematics? Okay. 1 divided by infinity is the smallest number. That's a chance of somebody misusing their free will. Now, how many living entities are there in the spiritual world? Infinite number, right? But what is the mathematics? 1 divided by infinity times infinity equals infinity. So therefore we have an infinite number of living entities who've misused their free will, and here we are. So why is it a nightmare? You know why it's a nightmare? Because Krishna wants you back. If it wasn't a nightmare, you think, I'm going to stay here. It's Krishna's mercy, it's a nightmare. Think, what am I doing in a nightmare? Just like if your child is screaming in the middle of the night with a nightmare, what will you do? You wake him up, my dear child, wake up, wake up, wake up. So Krishna has come to wake us up from our nightmare. Jeev jago, jeev jago, Gora Chandra Bole. That's why it's a nightmare. So we want to get out of his hell and go back to Krishna Loka. So are you attached to the nightmare? You want to stay in your nightmare? And then you must become a pure devotee right now. Kick out all the lust, the anger, the greed, the madness, the illusion, and embrace pure bhakti now as your only business. Is that your determination? Very good. May Krishna bless you. You're successful.
Hare Krishna.
So our time is now up. I'm asking all of you to embrace pure devotional service as your only business. Now totally deliver yourself from the clutches of Maya. And Prabhupada gave us the order to deliver the whole world. So let us work together as a family. Brahmacharis, Brahmacharinis, Grihasthas, Vanaprasas and Sannyasis. Let us work together as a family now to deliver this whole world. Let us now make the whole world Krishna conscious. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ha, 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 ha.